We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Now back to more of the Ken and Curtis Show on EEI.
You coming in as a first-round pick, there'll be a lot of expectations with that. How do you feel you're prepared to handle that?
Yeah, I mean, for me, I'm actually joining a really great quarterback room with Cam Newton. He's played in the NFL for a really long time. He's earned the respect of his teammates, you know, going to New England, being a captain. And then you got Jarrett, who I really love watching at Auburn and kind of used as a role model. So both those guys are role models to me right now, and I'm just going to go behind them and learn how they did it, because you know, they've seen a lot of good quarterbacks too, like Tom and everybody. So honestly, just kind of play my role and listen to them and take advice and help them however I can, whether it's taking notes or whatever I need to do to help the team win.
Wow. You said Tom. That went right up Bill's keister.
Now, he's talking all nice about Cam now, but we had Volan on, who's going to be in from noon to one, by the way, a few weeks ago. We have him on every Saturday. But his intel was that Cam was not the best with Stiddy last year, right?
And he's obviously not thrilled by this pick. I mean, he's staring at himself with this bizarre getup, saying that, like, Lamar Kendrick said that.
It's Kendrick Lamar?
Yeah. Said something about being at war with yourself when you're really at war with others or some nonsense.
Well, I mean, but how would you feel if you're Cam? You came in and were the bait.
I would thank Jesus Christ that I still have a job in the NFL after that performance last year. I would be grateful to be on a practice squad.
All right, but you fancy yourself one of the top 32 quarterbacks in the draft. You have all these people in the league. You have all these people making excuses for you last year, and I'm sure he agrees with all that, COVID and the rest of it. They give him a $5 million deal with upside if he's the starter, but he has to be the starter to make all that money. If he doesn't, he's making $5 million at best to sit on the roster, $1 million if they cut him. Last year he played for $1 million, which I'm sure he felt underpaid.
He was overpaid by his performance.
Okay, but he won 7 games, so he really wasn't. But I'm saying
32.
Right. So that's his attitude. Come now, they draft this guy. They're putting out Pro Shop number one jerseys with Mac Jones on it, even though it's a placeholder. Fine.
They're giving Cam negative one.
Is he going to be a problem? Will he be an issue this year?
Whatever.
And will Bill be so indebted to him for helping him get free agents to come here?
Okay.
Or does he care about locker room dynamics where he's worried about guys being upset if he puts Mac in? That is going to be a major storyline. Don't you agree?
If Mac Jones is the better player in training camp and preseason, Cam Newton will be released and he will go elsewhere. The fact that Cam has a job is thanks to one man, Bill Belichick.
So you think Bill's going to go the whole year with Mac and Stidham as his two quarterbacks?
I think that Bill knows the importance of a good locker room, and he knows that Cam Newton, based on his, unless Bill says, you know what, Cam, we're going to guarantee all of your bonuses, you know, be a good soldier and, you know, sit on the bench, whatever. That's the only way I could possibly see this actually happening.
Bill's going to guarantee his bonuses?
Have you ever heard Bill react to a player not named Teddy Bruschi after his career ended? An active player, the way he does about Cam Newton.
I agree, but things have changed now. Now the region is invested in Mac. Kraft is invested in Mac. For Bob Kraft to say, all of New England is happier here or something like that. I mean, the Crafts will be pushing for Mac Jones to start just as the fans will be with every Cam in completion. So it's going to be Bill versus the fans, Bill versus the Crafts. Bill's going to want Cam. Everybody else is going to want Mac Jones to get in there. And it's going to be an issue. And if he cuts him, it'll still be an issue because the locker room will be pissed that they cut him.
I don't believe that Bill wants Cam. I think Bill wants it to be perceived that he wants Cam.
So you think Mac will win the job?
I've watched him play three times. I think he's really good. I think he's a better quarterback than Cam. I don't know how hard this offense is to understand, so that's the only way. But honestly, with Cam, I'm not even sure he knew the offense at the end of the season. So
he said he didn't.
All right. So
he basically said he was the terminology.
I mean, Mac Jones can speak three languages. He's fluent in Latin.
Well, that's important. I love how that was your first thing. Curtis.
It's kind of interesting.
If you're just joining us, by the way, Curtis loves this guy. Maybe it's because, as one of our previous callers said, he's a trust fund guy. So you relate to him on many levels.
Oh, my God.
But the first thing you
said
was,
more money, more problems.
Not that he's accurate. Not that he's coming from Alabama and played under Saban. You love that he speaks three languages, including Mandarin.
Race, ipso, loquitur.
Right. Ipso, fatso. I think that he has all of the things that they don't measure for at the combine. And then that way, alone, not anything else, he reminds me of Brady. Not in his performance. Nobody's going to be Brady. But I like the guys that are overachievers, that exceed their talent by doing other things really well. And I think if he does all that, and he's really a football geek, and he can work with McDaniels, I think he'll be the starting quarterback soon.
What do you think of Mac Jones and the rest of the Patriots' approach? Do you believe this was Bill's plan all along? 617-779-7937. Mutt is going to join us at 11:45 for his Kentucky Derby picks, with his Kentucky Derby picks.
Fade everything he says.
No, Mutt was on fire last year. I made a lot of money on Mutt picks during the pandemic.
That's right. Are you still using that app?
I haven't in a while, but at the start of the pandemic, I was watching horse racing and betting on my app, and it was unbelievable. It was great. God, it was tremendous.
You are 40 going on 72.
And Mutt, I'm telling you, Mutt is good at it. Like, he would give me picks, and more times than not, I would come home with cash.
I don't know how to say this in a polite way, but Mutt doesn't have that many brain cells. I really think it is not the wisest thing for him to be devoting anything to horses and
gambling. He's good at this. He can read a racing form. I think he knows his stuff, and he'll join us with his big picks. But first, it's Joey in Wellesley. Hi, Joey.
Hey, guys. Terrific. I love you two together. Listen to you every morning, too. But
thank you.
Boy, you guys have a great energy, a great yin and yang to you.
Thank you.
But what I think is, I mean, Bill, I think, panicked. He saw Tom going through I don't think he ever thought in a million years he was going to win the Super Bowl. And I think all he's thinking about is this game coming up in the fall in Foxborough. And he's thinking, holy crap, I do not want to be embarrassed when this guy comes in. He wants to win that game. He's going to treat that like a Super Bowl. And I think he's given. Now, he knows with Cam, he can probably get 12 wins. But he probably also knows that he's not going to win a Super Bowl with Cam.
Well, Joey, you bring up an interesting point. Is it possible that depending on when the Tampa game falls, that's how long Cam starts? Like, he'll start him all the way through that game before making a move.
I don't think you want to go against.
Possible.
I think it's true. I think
sorry,
it's possible.
Joey, go ahead.
Yeah, I just don't know. We don't know anything about how Mac's going to respond to the NFL. I think he's a smart kid, which does count for a lot in the NFL, because a lot of them, they all are big, strong arms, all that other stuff. But if you're driven and you're smart, you can pick up things quickly, your brain fires fast, and see the nuances, that can make a huge difference.
Yep. Thanks, Joe.
All right, Jay, thanks. You don't buy that? You don't think Bill is driven by beating Brady or not being embarrassed by Brady, therefore he's going to default to Cam through that game?
I agree with everything up until the point that he thinks he has a better shot of beating Brady with Cam. I do not. But I do believe, you'll call me crazy, I think they're going to have like a playbook that Josh and Bill have just for that game. They're not going to show
anything.
It's going to be brand new. Like, they're going to do every little trick, fluke play in that game just to win that game.
And they'll pull out all the stops. Somehow they'll wake Brady up in the middle of the night, or like, where's he going to be staying when he's back?
They're going to put... They're going to send a pig's head to Giselle's doorstep.
Absolutely. The nastiest stuff you can think of. Now, time for some Saturday school. Principal Dave is on his off day. Ring the bell. Hi, Dave.
Yes, well, yeah.
Oh, that brought
you
back awful memories.
This is amazing. I thought I was Scott from Weymouth now. I was going to come on as angry Principal Dave this morning, but I'll tell you, Danny took that role, so I'll let Danny do that. Wow, that was crazy.
And what a cheap shot from
Anyways.
Curtis. Yeah, good.
Yeah, I mean, it's been tough getting on. I was on hold on Wednesday forever, never get on. I was on hold the other day, never get on. But a couple quick things. I was going to call Greg out on Wednesday when he was ripping Governor Baker for the deadline he sent. And I was going to tell him, That's just the deadline. He's going to back off of that. Sure enough, what happens a couple days later? But anyways, I digress.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about the draft real quick. I was not a fan of moving up to get Mac Jones, but where we got him, I think if people don't see him as a mini Tom Brady and somebody fitting into this system, they're not really watching football or understanding the way the Patriots work. And I'm not sure if you guys have talked about this on Greg's show or on your show, but there was something I heard the other day. I haven't seen the article, but there was a, I guess Mac was lighting up the defense. He was like the scout team quarterback. He was lighting up the defense, and Saban said to him, "Hey, slow it down. Stop lighting up. You know, stop lighting it up out here." And he said, "Tell your defense to stop me." If that is true, that's the guy we want right here, right? Isn't that the type of competitor, that intangible, that Tom Brady, right? Isn't that what we want?
Yeah. Now, people, Dave, get pissed that you mentioned Brady and compare. Like, nobody wants that comparison. Like, it's unfair. But I think you're right. I can't think, in the last 10 years, who's been more Brady-like coming out of the draft than this guy?
It's like to fit into the offense, right? And to the other point, I think I heard Curtis say it earlier. Like, Tom Brady really only had one really full training camp, right? Or did he have two training camps?
Before he took over in 01?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, he had two.
He moved up to, like, the backup. I think it was his second year, right?
Yeah, 2000, he was the fourth-string quarterback. They kept four quarterbacks for some reason on that team. And then 2001, in training camp, he beat out, I think, Hoyer's brother. But not Hoyer. The guy that was in Seattle.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. But my point is, he moved up pretty quick because he picked up the system pretty quick. So if Alabama's system similar to ours, and, you know, it's a lot of check downs, it's a lot of quick decision making, I think this kid's going to be pretty solid. I mean, I think Cam being in was, we've talked about it at, you know, ad nauseum, but to attract others, but it's also the bar is set real low, right? So Belichick's the guy, he wants to win. So if this kid can win, he's playing.
And Dave, you made a great point with that because I just searched it. So Alabama safety Jarrod Maiden told Trey Wingo about this, that as a scout team quarterback, Mac Jones in one practice kept throwing bombs for touchdowns against the first team D. Saban told him to cut it out. His response, tell your defense to stop it. So that is, I'm sure that was porn for Belichick and McDaniels.
Well, I mean, there have been 60 first-round quarterbacks taken since 2000. This particular list I'm looking at Sporting News ranks Aaron Rodgers 1, Patrick Mahomes 2. I don't think he's going to be Aaron Rodgers or Patrick Mahomes. I think you'd be silly to say that.
Right.
You're hoping he's somewhere in the middle, right? He's not Paxton Lynch, but he's whatever. Jared Goff. He's Joe Flacco. He's Matt Stafford.
No. I hope he's better than Goff.
Those guys were pretty good.
No.
Goff went to a Super Bowl quick. If you get that, you get a good 5 years, and then you go, and then you reassess.
If he's not on this roster for the duration of his rookie contract, it's a failed pick.
No, I agree with that. But those guys were all there for their first contract, weren't they? Or Goff got traded, I guess. But he'll start this year.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I think the difficulty here is that the ceiling is the Super Bowl. Like, that is what this organization has become.
Mm-hmm.
If you have to be a Super Bowl contender with the greatest coach of all time, and with this roster and with this organization.
Which they probably won't be this year either way, whether they start Mac Jones or not.
No, they can't get past the Chiefs.
I don't think, unless their defense is unreal, which they have addressed that here in night two of the draft.
But we haven't
talked free agency.
We talked about briefly, but the division is not bad. Like,
not bad. The Jets are still going to be weak, I think.
The Jets suck. But they'll be, you know, they can't be worse than they were last year.
The Bills, I don't think, are as good as, they're a Final Four team. I don't know. They add Emmanuel Sanders. They add some pass rushers. They'll still be good.
There's questions on all the teams in the division.
Yep.
Just like the Patriots. I think you could easily see Josh Allen regress. I mean, he had one good year.
Well, and you said yourself, the Chiefs are probably going to regress.
Oh, I mean, the teams that lose the Super Bowl almost always fall on their face, but the offseason has been amazing.
Joe Tooney was a good ad. But you got Britt Reid, so they do have some.
Well, he's no longer on the team.
I know, but it's still good. Oh, I agree. Andy.
I thought Andy Reid might leave. I was wrong on that.
All right, more of your calls on Big Mac and the new look Patriots. We got Mutt's Kentucky Derby preview in just about 20 minutes. Let's get to what's trending.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
More The Guys, Ken and Curtis. The Ken and Curtis Show on EEI.
All right, 10 minutes away from Mutt's Kentucky Derby picks.
Stop saying that. People are going to tune out.
They are not. This is one thing people want to hear from Mutt. His picks. He's going to make you money.
When is it? 4 o'clock? 5 o'clock?
I actually have no idea. I'm so out on... I don't know who's in the field. I know nothing. So Mutt fills us in 10 minutes. But it's all draft, pretty much, except for some talk about Tatum's 60. We were joking whether his 60 is better than Bird's, and then you get people on the text line, Bird's 60 is better, it's not close. Better shooting percentage, did it in regulation. Teams actually played D, higher percentage of his team's points on the night, 32 points in 14 minutes.
I have a headache.
I mean, Curtis doesn't want to talk Celtics at all, but I am getting, again, Tatum sucked me in a little bit last night, just a little bit.
The fact that they play that poorly with that amount of talent, it is mind-boggling.
It is, at home, and get booed off the court. But that's what they need. Isn't that a sign that Stevens is the problem? You needed the emotion of the fans, and you needed Tatum single-handedly to take over as a coach on the court and just playing me-ball to win a game and come back fashion like that.
We agree on this. When you said the perk thing, we both said that they shouldn't have to look to an analyst to get the team motivated for a game.
But that's what's happening. They're needing outside forces to motivate them. Crowd, perk.
But as long as they keep winning, Danny and Wick are not going to fire him.
I don't know. If the fans boot like that, that's an embarrassing moment. That's got to be a wake-up call for Ainge and Wick.
And that is another reason why this offseason was handled the way it was for the Patriots. Because if last year had full stadiums, Cam would have been pulled weeks.
Ooh, that's another factor. That's a factor in the Mac versus Cam debate.
Yes. There is going to be full stadiums at Gillette. They will be excited about this team. I believe the buy-in is back among fans with the Patriots. Not like it ever really went away, but everybody's back. People are excited about this team. And if you start the season 1-2 and Cam, you know, is similar to last year, he's got one touchdown, three picks in three games, I think the Mac talk is going to be big.
Yeah, but also big is the schedule on May 12th, because if Tampa is week three, Mac has no shot. No chance to start. It will be Cam through the year. Now, if you're right, it's like Thanksgiving or December where they play Brady, then all bets are off. Then maybe Mac is the guy. But to the phones we go, 617-779-7937. Phil is in New Hampshire. Hi, Phil.
Hello, guys.
I got to tell you, hearing you guys together just really, really makes me reminisce and miss the old morning show. That show was great. But anyway, I'm with Curtis on Mac Jones. I absolutely love this pick. And when I hear people talk negative about it, it confuses me because we all know Belichick's a value guy. We all know we could have got Jimmy probably for a third round pick because it was his foot's out the door.
Yep.
So he decided value wise that Mac Jones at the 15th pick was more valuable to him than Jimmy and whatever he could have gotten at 15. And not only that, they came out in less than a minute. Like, that pick was in enthusiastically.
That's true.
I am excited. I am excited for that. And, I mean, if you really look at the toolbox that Mac has, I mean, quick decisions, highly intelligent, adapts, and when he's in a big game, he shows up. I mean, he is awesome in big games. He steps it up.
Yep.
I mean, this is tailor-made for us. And when I hear people talking down, you know, look at his body. I'm like, have you seen Brady's body at his combine picture? If there's anything negative thing to say, I can't see it because right now as a fan base, we should be excited.
Agreed.
Belichick saw something and jumped on it in the first round. Where is the negativity coming from?
I don't know. I was shocked yesterday, Phil. Honestly, I couldn't believe that there was, I mean, I guess nothing shocks me anymore, but that night it seemed the reaction was overwhelmingly positive. The day we talked about it on our show, there was really hardly any, you know, complaints. The only complaint we've heard today that is stuck with you is the trust fund kid thing, because you want to yell at me.
Yeah.
But I would say Tom Brady, I don't know if he has a trust fund, but he grew up pretty wealthy in Northern California, so that didn't hurt his work ethic.
Yeah, and obviously, and he had a DUI, so who knows? I mean, that's 4 years ago. Everybody makes mistakes.
Tom Brady did not have a DUI.
Oh, okay. I mean, Mac. Yeah, I'm not going to kill him for that. I guess the thing is, Jimmy G, I keep coming back to this. So, but the caller brings up a good point. The value. To get Jimmy G, you had to trade something and you had to pay him. Probably $10 million at least, probably more, over a long term. And it's a big financial commitment, and Bill loves the value of Mac Jones and the guaranteed 4 years of whatever, you know, $20 million or whatever they're going to pay him over 4 years.
One big topic that was made over the course of the offseason was that Bill was always the highest paid, that he didn't want a quarterback making more than him. And that remains now. He's got that well under contract for 5 more years.
Dan in Reading. Hi, Dan.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Good, Dan.
I know that Curtis is not going to want to hear this, but I really think that Cam's going to have a great year next year. I really do. I mean, let's face it. He didn't use his arm much this past year, so he basically had another year of rest on it last year.
That's a good way to look at it, Dan.
And so, I mean, cripe, what did he throw? 18 passes a game, maybe?
Right.
I really think with the year under his belt with Belichick and now having, you know, a preseason, OTAs, this is not a knock against Mac Jones at all, because I'll tell you right now, I think that of the five quarterbacks, the two that are going to, you know, shine are Mac Jones and Zach Wilson. I really believe the Clemson kid's going to fall on his face. I couldn't believe that San Fran took the kid that they took. And Fields, what Ohio State quarterback has ever been successful in the NFL? Please name me one.
Or what Chicago quarterback ever?
Right, the Bears haven't had a quarterback since, you know, forever.
Yeah, double whammy there. I mean, it is interesting in terms of, you know, the quarterbacks and where they went. Lance goes, I mean, I guess the one knock on Mac Jones is he's the fifth to go of those five. So if you want to say he's the fifth best of a group where everybody was reaching in a bizarre year, if that's accurate, if that's his talent level, then you got a middle of the road starter.
Yeah, I did weeks ago when I was arguing with Wiggy, the fifth quarterback taken in the last 10 drafts, and I would say 60 to 70% were awful. But, you know, every year is different. You can't, you know, judge a pool based on what number the guy is ranked in the quarterback position.
In terms of Cam, he's got to be worried that Tooney's not here anymore. But then again, they did get Trent Brown. So I guess that comes out even in the wash. I mean, will the line be good enough? Wynn's got to stay healthy.
Yeah, I mean, this is a real big year to see if they can get anything out of Wynn, because if he goes down, what was a strength is now sort of weakened, and it really exposes Belichick with those two picks, Sonny Michel and Isaiah Wynn.
How about you breaking on O-linemen like Gresh this morning? You're on fire.
Pad level.
Kim in Connecticut. Hi, Kim.
Hi. I am a huge Alabama fan, so I've kind of followed Mac a little bit. And his persistence is what really we should all be looking at. He was not the first pick in Alabama. He was behind Jalen and Tua. And he has a coach that is very similar to Belichick. So he's not intimidated. Saban's not above pulling somebody from the line to throw somebody else in. And he knew that, and he knows he needs to have that work ethic. And you've already, you know, gone leaps and bounds around, you know, his intelligence. So trust fund kid or not, he still has to work hard. He's not the kid to sit back and rest on his laurels, which we should be proud of.
His nickname is the Joker because he's supposedly goofy. Is that correct? That kind of doesn't add up to the work ethic and, like, trust fund thing.
Yeah, but his teammates really speak highly of him.
That's
and as
true.
Much as they liked Tua and Jalen, they really respected him. And we also have a defensive tackle that we just brought with him and who kind of knows him a little bit, which I think is going to be nice for him to have a little camaraderie there.
Yeah. I mean, I think his personality seems good so far. Has anything he said, like, rubbed you the wrong way in the first couple days?
No,
he had a pretty good press conference.
I mean, who says trust fund kids can't be funny?
Well, okay, I have one example that for 4 years, your one-liners suck, and Greg says that all the time. I don't know, Mac Jones, is he going to be a superstar? Like, what do you see in his future? Is he going to be quiet, like unassuming? Is he going to be flashy? Is he going to be out partying?
We all know the first year is silence. I mean,
yeah,
I'm sure his interviews here will be great, but everywhere else he's going to be...
With Bill and Greg on Nantucket, it'll be...
They do not allow anybody to talk in their rookie year.
All right, the Mutt Man is coming up next with his Derby picks, and then Ben Volen right back to the Pats talk. We'll get Mutt's picks. He's going to win you money, and then Volen in for some top, I don't say top notch analysis, but some analysis of some kind. He was in Cleveland. He can weigh in there. That's next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Back to more of the Ken and Curtis Show on EEI.
The sun shines bright on my old Kentucky home this summer.
All right, that's the sound of the Mutt Man coming on next. And he's got his picks for you. Mutt is on the Harbor One Hotline. I believe he's got a special Kentucky Derby show. Where are you, Mutt?
We're live outside the ballroom, Mohegan Sun. Do we have a program director? Why are you guys in the horse racing talking on Saturday? What are you doing?
Why? Because people want to make money, always. And I gave you props earlier, and I want to say this again with you on. You made me cash during the pandemic watching horse racing. You are good at this.
Mutt, you really spawned a degenerate here. I don't know what you did to Ken, but he's all about this app.
There was nothing else to do in those couple months.
It was... Curtis, it was sad at times because I get texts like a Saturday. Hey, can you send me the racing form? Do you have a copy of the form you could send me so I can save the
$3? Well, they're expensive. Thanks. Like, I don't want to pay those. You have some kind of subscription. But anyway, let's get to it. Derby 147 today. The favorite is the 14 Essential Quality, correct?
He is the favorite. He's going to be a big favorite. Big favorite.
You like him?
No. I'm not on top. He's a good horse, but at 2-1, I'm not betting Essential Quality. No, thank you.
Mattress Mac just put a lot of money on him.
Yes, it's a funny story. He's trying to, like, Jordan's Furniture does these promotions up here. He does the same thing, and to hedge against the promotion, he's betting on the horse. So it affects all of us. The horse will be low odds. Everyone else will be better odds, and that's good for all of us.
Next to him is Rock Your World 5-1. How do you like him?
Yes, they named it after you, Ken, apparently. And I like him. He's the fastest horse in the race. Going to get good position. He's going to be 5-6-1. I'm definitely using. I have him second in my top 11. I know you want me to give here on the radio. He's second.
And what about your horse, Midnight Bourbon?
Or Bourbonic. It's funny, Curtis. They named the horse after you in the final race today.
Oh.
Mr. Annoying, the number two horse in race 14.
Wow, well done, bud.
Worked out pretty well.
And Reamer's horse, number 12, Helium.
That horse stinks. Today is about the number 9 horse, so stop messing around.
Oh.
Today is about Hot Rod Charlie.
Whoa.
It's about Hot Rod Charlie
Baker's
winning
horse.
Today. Yes, named after Charlie Baker. slow COVID protocol Baker.
Mary Lou's the jockey.
This horse is going to win. He's going to be a good price, and I think he's got a good chance to win the Triple Crown. I really do.
Wow. What's his price?
He'll be 6, 7, 8 to 1, somewhere in there, depending on, again, it's the Mattress Mack thing. No one's ever bet $4 million directly on a horse. Even in a pool like this, it's going to change the price of essential quality. It's going to go off way lower. So I'm going to say 6 to 1, but could be a little bit higher because of the Mattress Mack money.
So you had Hot Rod Charlie, the 9 horse, and then you like Rock Your World second, to run second. We're in the mix.
Yes. He'd be in the mix. He'd be second for me. I will use essential quality. I think you have to use defensively in exactas and tries and multi-race wagers. And the long shot I will give you, who is going to be 50 or so to 1, I don't think he can win, but I'm definitely using the bottom of tickets, is the number 4 horse, Keep Me In Mind. He is a dead closer. You will not see him the entire race until the final eighth of a mile, if that. He'll be coming late. He's got a win over the track. He's got a trainer who wins well in Kentucky. He's 50 to 1.
Whoa.
So the 4 is the big long shot for me today. We'll get him in the number, and that'd be a good day.
Well, that's worth a couple bucks, if nothing else.
What about Soup and Sandwich?
You're such an idiot. Now, turn his mic off.
At Vegas Insider, my guy Big A, Anthony Stabile, likes Mandaloon the 7. You like him?
Your guy Big A is the guy co-hosting with me today here in Mohegan. It's Mutton Big A today, Mohegan Sun.
Are you serious?
Yes, we're co-hosts today. I thought you knew that.
I actually didn't know that. I used to have him on my old show all the time. He's great.
Big A's the best. And we'll do some videos with Big A later. I don't like him. I can't make him on paper. His last race is just so bad that it's tough to imagine he'll bounce back. But he likes him, and Bernier likes him. Your buddy Matt Bernier picked him, too.
Interesting.
What are Dick's picks?
All right, Mutt, how do people hear you today? They just got to go to Mohegan, right?
They're going to be Mohegan, and I will tell you, it is absolutely jammed down here. I feel like it's a little more open down here than the state that we live and work in, boys. I feel like there's people having fun. They're smiling. They're not all walking around staring blankly into thin air. It feels like some energy today. It's good.
Well, make sure you do one thing. Try the garlic bread at Jordan's.
They're the best.
Will you wear the mask inside or no? No rules on that.
The mask is inside, yes. In the casino, you've got to wear the mask. Now, I don't know if I have to wear the mask doing the presentation. I don't know that. That's a good question.
I'll take the mask off.
I have a special mask today, Ken. You'll see later on social media. Special
right,
mask
beautiful.
For you.
All right, so to recap, Hot Rod Charlie is the pick. And Rock Your World, and use essential quality somewhere.
9, 15, 14, 4. 9, 15, 14, 4, in that order.
Beautiful job, Mutt. And I enjoyed last night on the pregame show as I texted you stats
oh,
and
yeah.
energy.
Mutt
was breaking down runs created.
What a motivator you
I'm
are.
I'm a motivator.
Program director in waiting. Guys, I like the stats you used in the pregame show tonight. Exclamation point. Awesome.
It was good. It was
I
high
love
energy.
Run differential.
All right, Mutt. See you later.
Bye,
have fun today.
Love you.
Hold on. When is Bowling coming on?
Oh, 6 minutes.
Yep.
Does he wear a mask when he's on with you guys?
He does not. He's now gone totally to the other side of the street.
He's vaccinated.
Yeah, he's vaccinated.
Yep,
so
we all are.
He wants to go out and party.
All right, well, I want Volan's derby pick. Goodbye. Bye.
That's the Mutt Man on the Harbor One Hotline. By the way, speaking of masks, did you see my tweet yesterday? No joke, I'm out at a playground with the daughter. There, it's packed. Everybody still has the mask on, and I'm the only one that showed up without. I actually had it in my pocket, but I was like, I felt like a total rebel.
So you kept it off?
I put it back on about 45 minutes in. I was getting looks from people, and I feel like, did I not get the memo that, in Brookline, you still have to wear it, or I don't know what the edict is. Can a certain, neighborhood overrule the state mandate?
It is now a religion for people of your ilk, the Brookline types, to have the mask on. They do not want to go back to reality. There was a story on this that they said they don't want to take their masks off because they don't want to look like Republicans.
Yeah, I saw that in the Globe.
It's unbelievable.
Well, I did feel like an a-hole, if that's equivalent to a Republican. I don't know. I mean, I felt like I was breaking a law or something.
What? Do you care what other people think about you?
Well, yeah. I don't want to be like the guy that's pissing everybody off. Do you want to be that person?
Yes, that's kind of how I live my life.
He is that person.
Yeah, he pretty much. That's well said. All right, the Ben Volen Show is next. Let's get to it. Let's get back to the Patriots talk. Mac Jones in a big couple days of the Patriots draft. This is Ken and Curtis.